Okay, welcome to the show. How about you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Jordan, and I'm a developer evangelist here at PubNub in
Yeah,
San Francisco.
and so this is your third interview for the show. I know previously you came on talking about mobile games, and now you're at PubNub, and you reached out to me because you wanted to discuss real-time multiplayer. And that could be the next trend, because I noticed that in the previous interviews, you've kind of hit on some of the bigger trends that were happening. You kind of were early, or kind of right when the trends were happening. So what are your thoughts on real-time multiplayer, and where does PubNub play a role?
Yeah, so I think that real time is really the future. We see every application, every game now is really going towards real time interaction. Whether it's people on the train, they're using Facebook, and they're constantly refreshing their news feed to get the latest information. Or with Twitter, they want to see what new tweets are coming in. That when it comes to social, and then with the games. We have, these mobile games that are coming out that are all real-time mobile games where you can play against other people, like in these online battle rooms, or whether it's chat, with Facebook Messenger or, Snapchat when you're sending messages to friends. Like everything at this point in time is real-time, and people want that information when they click the send button to go to the owner of that information, like as quick as possible. So I really think like real-time is the future. And I think for developers who are thinking about developing an application or a game, they really need to consider adding real-time functionality to their app or game.
Yeah, and not just real time, but also visual. Right.
Yeah.
And whether that visual is video, like maybe 2 or 3 years ago it's video, but now as games, as there are better tools for games, people even want that stuff to be 3D or, as kind of immersive as possible. And I'm in the audience out there. I mean, this is what I've noticed in the market also. You notice that a lot of single player games, I don't think they're really going as well as what like the players are just demanding multiplayer. They expect it. It's like before, if you had a platformer that didn't move the scene, the people would be like, well, why would we play this? Like it's almost like a fundamental requirement now. And so that's where I guess PubNub comes in. So can you discuss what PubNub offers?
Yeah, so basically what PubNub is we have this huge network of servers. It's like a real-time data stream network that's globally distributed across the entire globe. So whether you're in China or whether you're in the United States, we basically guarantee message delivery in less than a quarter of a second. So if you're a developer and you want to make, let's say, your very first real-time game, for instance, right? And when you click the down arrow on your keyboard, you want that player to move right. Well, when you click that down arrow, it's going to send a packet of information, whether it's JSON, binary, whatever you assign it, it'll send that information to any client that's connected to the channel that you're subscribed to with our API. And any client that's connected to that channel will receive that message no matter where they are in the world in less than a quarter of a second, which is really fast and it's really reliable. There's really like nothing out there like us right now.
Well, and that's what I was going to mention. What about Unity? Because I heard that they have some kind of multiplayer feature in their latest or some of their more recent SDKs. Can you talk about that and maybe how PubNub is different from them?
Yeah, so, and actually, I was just looking this up with a coworker of mine when we discovered that Unity just came out with this. And the difference between us and Unity's multiplayer is that Unity's multiplayer isn't globally distributed. So it's hosted on one server stack in one location. So, maybe in the United States, it's going to work fine when you're connecting, from maybe California to Texas, right? Like, there's not going to be any lag, or it's probably going to work fine. But now, if let's say you have players in Europe or players in Australia, and you want all these people to be connected really quickly together, that's where PubNub comes in because we have the network globally to basically support that kind of like high traffic message delivery.
My other concern is, let's say as an indie developer, you get a game that becomes a huge hit, or there's some kind of viral spike or viral meme. Can PubNub scale?
Yeah. And that's exactly why you want to use PubNub is as an independent developer, you don't have the resources or the time to set up your own server, to make sure it scales. Like, no one has time for that anymore. Everyone's moving to cloud-based services. And what's cool about PubNub is that since we're globally distributed, we also have partnerships with a ton of different companies, like, you know, AWS and a few others, and we have our own servers. So we can basically route traffic. Even if it's super congested, we find a way to get the message, and we guarantee that message will be delivered. So it's really awesome for an independent developer who doesn't have the time or the resources to create their own, you know, server network, that they can just, you know, drop a simple pubnub.publish in JavaScript, you know, one or two lines of code, and any client that's connected will just receive it. It's really unbelievable. They don't have to do any of the back-end development.
And I just want to let the audience know, normally when I have kind of companies come onto the show, I'm not necessarily always interested in what they're saying, but I think in this case, I really want the audience to know that I feel like multiplayer is a critical component now for indies. Just like people couldn't fathom necessarily doing their game without Unity or something else like that, I mean, multiplayer, at least some of the players that I've talked to, as I mentioned earlier, they expect it. And whether it's PubNub or some other service, because I know a lot of indie developers, they talk about how they want to make a game or this or that, but they won't necessarily learn all this, or they don't have the skills to do something. And when something is critical, like either providing 3D, as in the case with Unity, or even multiplayer, like real time, it's something that the audience needs to definitely consider. So while PubNub is a company, I think the feature that it's offering is definitely critical for any game moving forward. I mean, because I haven't seen, have you seen any single player games really succeed recently?
Well, honestly, all the games I've been playing are mobile games that are, you know, that are multiplayer.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the thing is that when you're like a gamer, like, you want to be able to have that social interaction. I think that's what every human desires, right? Is some sort of social interaction with another person. So when it's through a game that you can interact with another person and play against another real person, like in this virtual space, there's something about it that is just super rewarding and super addicting.
And that's
where like our service really comes in, is that it allows you as a developer to create an experience for your user that is like seamless, and that works really well.
Well, when you say seamless, why don't we discuss some of the kind of subcomponents a proper multiplayer game has? And I think one of them is that the message actually goes to the other client regardless of the issues that the other client has, whether they're on a bad Wi-Fi connection or they close down their app, or like, you know, how does PubNub handle, does PubNub even optimize for that, or is that something that the developer has to build on top of the service?
No, so that's like, literally we handle all the backend infrastructure. So like, as a developer, you're just going to like put pubnub.publish to publish the message, and then on the client, pubnub.subscribe, right? And they're going to receive that message. And what's cool is we also have this API called pubnub.history. So let's say for some instance they don't receive the message, you can just pull history and get the history at a later time. Like, let's say they drop internet connection, right? And then they reconnect. Well, you can now pull the history to see what messages were sent on our networks, because all of our servers, like across the world, basically save that message for you. So, okay. Yeah. So, and then we also have like presence detection, which that's a huge one. So let's say if, you know, you have your cell phone and you connect to the channel, and then there's like a ton of other cell phones that connect, when one person goes offline, all the other devices are immediately updated that device dropped connection.
Yeah.
So as a developer, like let's say you're developing your multiplayer game and, you know, the player in the room all of a sudden for some reason leaves, well, now all the other clients are updated like automatically, and that's something that is just really crazy, because like, you don't have to code that yourself. Like, it's very easy to implement. Like, it's already built into the API. So,
it's not fun to implement, but okay, we'll get, okay. So that's a really useful, that's what I was going to actually ask, is what happens when a player leaves a room or, you know, a space, you know, is everyone else notified quickly?
Yeah, immediately, yeah.
But here's the thing, when they're notified, does that count as a message? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like what is presence a message type?
Yeah.
That's okay, so it is counted as a message then, in terms of the pricing for PubNub, which we'll get to
Correct.
next. Okay. So, well, yeah, so what about the pricing then? So it seems like you have this robust service where if any even if an indie doesn't necessarily want to go with you, even long term, which who knows, but even short term to just get something up and running, you offer an awesome service to do that, right? And so the question is though, is what about the pricing?
Yeah, so I mean, and that's a good question, right? So when you look at all these other companies out there, everyone at this point is charging me for cloud services once you get to a certain amount of usage. Because the bottom line is, when you're sending messages over any kind of network, it does cost hardware costs exist, and
Oh, yeah.
they're expensive, because to run a bunch of servers and all these locations, there is a cost to that. So, but what's cool about PubNub is, especially if you're an indie developer, you can write your entire app and you can even release it. And if it doesn't gain a lot of traction, it's going to be free, because the thing is that our free tier is 1 million messages per month or 100 or 100 daily active devices. So that's like 100 devices that connect to the channel during that day. So that's the free tier. Then it goes up from there, just based off tiers. And then if you go bigger than $1,000 a month, then it is basically based off transactional based pricing, which is basically essentially just usage.
Can you talk about maybe how big a game is that has to get to over $1,000 a month? Like, I mean, how many players are actually on a server? Like if it gets to $1,000, will there be enough players to actually support, such a price?
Yeah, so basically, to get over $1,000 a month, I mean, you're going to have to be doing 20,000 daily devices, which that's
Okay,
a
yeah, that's good.
lot. That's a lot, right? So,
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a pretty big mobile game, right, 20,000 daily devices, that means you probably have, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of downloads, maybe even millions.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty, like, to get up to $1,000, you have to have a lot of players. And then the goal with PubNub is, we want to help you optimize your app and write your app in the correct way, so that you're also not sending a bunch of messages. Because if you don't optimize the way you're doing your message delivery,
Yeah.
it could rack up some money. So that's actually why I developed, for the game developers out there, a game development tutorial to make your very own real-time game, in JavaScript, using the Phaser HTML5 game engine. Because I wanted to basically architect how you would create a multiplayer game in the most optimized way possible. And I actually put that up on GitHub, and it's open source, so anyone can download it. You can go to bit.ly/pubnubgame, and you can try it out on either your mobile device, if you're in the car, or actually, don't do it in the car. If you're in the office or something like that, you can try it out, and play it. And then if you have multiple devices, you can jump around and see basically how seamless PubNub is for real-time games.
Okay, and is there a limit to how many players can be in a channel? Like, I mean, what about
Oh,
those logistics?
and that's what's amazing, is that there's no limit. But the
Okay.
thing is, if you have tons of people in a channel, that's going to be a ton of messages that people are going to be
Yeah.
getting sent, right? So, that's all about channel topology, is you have to kind of architect your app in a way where, people are on different channels communicating, different ways. Because, you're not going to have, 100,000 people in the same channel, unless you're doing some kind of crazy live stream, but yeah, so you would just have to architect it in a way where people are on different channels communicating, in private messages, etc.
Okay, and yeah, what about security though? I mean, in terms of players spoofing other messages and DDoS and all that other stuff that happens if you have a pretty popular service, there's always some, it seems to be some player that wants to have a vendetta. What, how does PubNub handle that, or does it offer that, or does the developer have to consider that themselves?
Oh yeah, so we handle all of that, luckily. We're TLS / SSL, you know, we have all that encryption, and then we're SSAE 16 certified, like with our data centers, and then we're SOC 2 compliant as a company overall. We like, obviously if someone's trying to DDoS our network, like we handle all those issues. And the way that our entire network is distributed is like, if one person is attacking one data center, there's, you know, a ton of other data centers out there where we will route traffic, and the code, like basically it's just, the engineers that are here are really smart, and they've figured out ways to prevent all that kind of stuff from happening. So it's really reliable, and we're, I think, 99.9% like up, like we're up. And then if we're not up, you get your money back. I think it's like SLA, guarantee. So.
And I know we said that we would be discussing stuff for 10 or 15 minutes. It's already 15 minutes. Do you have like 5 more minutes that we can kind of like still discuss some more stuff related to PubNub? Because I'm interested in some of the other nuances. I think it seems like an interesting service, or definitely an important service for indie developers who are looking to make some revenue.
Totally.
Okay, so you guys have security covered. What about, you talked about topology and design of messages. Do you have white papers on that related to what developers need to consider to optimize? You know, given that you do have message constraints for each of the tiers that you offer.
Yeah. No, so we do have documentation available on, you know, the best way to do things. And even our CTO is like developing some kind of channel topology paper right now that basically talks about like, okay, if you're trying to create this application, you should architect it in this way. And then we also have a support button on our website that like people are up there like 24/7 basically answering support questions. So if you're like a developer and you're like, you know, like I really don't know how I should architect this, what you should do is instead of coding it all, you should just send a quick message to support at pubnub.com and be like, I need some help. Like how exactly should I approach this problem? And one of like, we have a huge support team here, and they'll get on the phone or they'll talk with you via email and be like, okay, this is the right way to do it, because we don't want you to spend all this time to develop this, you know, the application, and then come to find out, you know, it wasn't really the most optimized way. So we want you to be successful. So that's why like, it's always best to reach out, you know, if you have any questions.
Okay. Now, you talked about daily devices. What about concurrent users? Is that, I mean, do you have a limit on the concurrent users What are your thoughts?
No, there's no limit. I mean, like, you can have as many concurrent users as possible. And that's what's so cool about our service, is that we'll scale to as many concurrent users as you need.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're saying you've seen pretty much at when you get, what about at like the $200, $100 tier? Have you seen, like, how many players does a game need to have to usually get to that level? Like, can you talk about like the DAU or some of the things so that like the listeners out there, they have a sense of, okay, they're not worried that, okay, this service will cost them a lot when they're not even making money for their game at first, you know?
Yeah, so I think like what a lot of developers will do, right, and like I'm even guilty of this, is they'll like think about creating a multiplayer game, and then they'll be so scared about, you know, reaching this arbitrary number that they haven't even reached yet, you know, because they're worried about the price. But the bottom line is, if you're going to be using a service like PubNub, or honestly any other cloud service that costs money that's multiplayer, like at the end of the day, it's going to cost money, because someone is footing the bill for the service. So the thing is like, if your game gets to that point, you'll be at a point like you should be at a point in terms of monetization that you can support the cost, right? So yeah. I think at our $200 and $300 tier, or like we have a $150 and a $400 tier, like that's where it kind of goes. And at the $400 tier, it's 5,000 daily devices, and 10 million messages per month. Okay. And then, so I mean, that's quite a bit. So basically that means that 5,000 people using your app per day, and then sending a bunch of messages, that's where you're at. But the thing is, if you're having that many daily devices, you're probably going to be making, you know, a lot more than $400 a month if 5,000 people are playing your game per day. I mean, just imagine how much an in-app purchase is per day, you know, like there should be quite a bit. So
even for iOS and mobile devices, for the listeners out there, I mean, the average revenue per user can be, do you have any numbers on that? I know I've seen it at least usually over a dollar.
Oh, so definitely.
Per month, right? So you might be making like $5,000 at that point.
Oh,
at
definitely.
Least at per or month.
More. Like that's a small number because, like the thing is you have to just make your game fun and you should really focus on innovation, right? Yeah. And so focusing on innovating your game and making it fun for users and make it rewarding, you will monetize well and you will have a lot of money, and the price of PubNub will not even matter because you're going to have such a successful title, you know?
So here's my other concern. I know we've gone 5 more minutes, but I promise you everything will be related to PubNub. so hopefully it'll be useful. But what happens if someone has like Pokemon and, you know, the next Pokemon Go, and they need to service 12 million? Because I think Pokemon Go has 12 million daily users.
Yeah.
And even they ran into some issues. I don't know if you heard about Chicago and how they had an issue with their event. But you know, can you guys handle millions of daily users? I mean, is that something you've done? Or, I mean, what
you've done this. Okay. We actually used to power Periscope, and they had tons of users, and
for the listeners out there, that's a real time video thing, right?
Yeah, that's a real time. That's like the real time like thing. I think Twitter was using it for a while.
Yeah,
and so basically, like, yeah, we used to run Periscope, and that would run millions and millions of daily users, right? So we've done it before. Our network scales, and like we usually are not even at capacity like daily. Like we like have so much room like for people to grow. So and the thing is that since like PubNub has been in business for so long, it's really grown like over the years, and it's just at a point now where if you're an independent developer or even if you're a big company, you just will not have the time or resources to develop this bus network. You know, it's not possible. So that's why it's easier to use, you know, like a cloud service like us.
No.
I'll just do it. Yeah.
Okay. And then also, have you seen hybrid approaches where they use your service for the real-time chat and maybe they save all their data, you know, the player data or player progress on another database, or do they just rely on PubNub for everything, or what are your thoughts on that?
Oh yeah, so we've seen a wide array of like people use this for one use case, and like a lot of people aren't aware that we actually support many, many use cases. But yeah, there's tons of different ways you can implement us, whether you're using it for just chat or, you know, just presence detection or whatever. Like there's tons of different ways you can use us, and it's awesome that we're able to be implemented in so many different ways, because it just shows like how robust we are as a company and how powerful we are to allow developers to really do anything they want when it comes to real time with our service.
Can you talk about some of those use cases? I know you talked about Periscope. You don't have to mention specific companies, but just, I guess, ways to apply the service, you know, because I wouldn't have even considered, I was wondering if you could do real time video streaming on your service, but I would have never thought of using it as the chat component for a real-time video stream. But I mean, what other use cases do you guys support?
So we support real-time chat. We are like in the IoT space, so like all those like IoT,
which is Internet of Things.
Internet of Things. So like, you know, home automation devices, like thermometers, like, you know, temperature gauges, like stuff like that. Like is used where they just need to send a small amount of information, you know, like every hour to some server, you know, and so they'll be doing that and they'll just be pinging a message, you know, like one time every once in a while. So like it's used for that, you know, people use us for games, for the real time games, for like presence detection. So detecting whether a user is on or off. I think we discussed that a little bit.
So
that those are just a few of the use cases. It's really like up to you, like what is the application that you want to create, and we honestly support it. Like that's what's really cool about it.
Okay. So we've discussed pricing, we've discussed some of the features. I think we kind of discussed some of the APIs, but for a lot of the listeners out there who are using Unity, can they use PubNub with Unity or?
Yeah, they can. We actually have a Unity SDK in our new Unity SDK will be coming out soon, actually, which is pretty sweet.
Okay, and so where do they just get that from the Asset Store, or where can they get it?
So you're actually going to have to go to the PubNub website. Okay. And if you just go under our supported SDKs, Unity should be down there, and then you can just click the link, and there'll be a whole tutorial on how to do it.
Okay. So how fast would it take then for a developer to maybe get something up and going using PubNub?
Well, that's what's so amazing. So I actually went to TechCrunch just recently. PubNub flew me out, and we hosted a hackathon at TechCrunch where basically people had to create like some kind of application in less than 24 hours, right?
Yeah.
And so most of the teams actually went with PubNub because of how quick we are to like how quick it is to create your own real-time app. And so like I've seen people literally like look at the PubNub SDK and maybe 5 minutes later they're sending a message back and forth. It's like it's really that quick. You can literally just copy and paste and it just works. It's you sign up for a free account and you just put a publish and a subscribe, like maybe it's just some JavaScript, and it's like that easy. So
okay. And okay, so cool. So you have Unity support, you have all these other SDKs supported. Any other things related to PubNub that would be relevant or useful for the audience to know?
I don't think so. I think that's about it.
Okay. And so I think then, and we talked about actually making a game using PubNub, like an online simulator game that might be popular. What are your, like for the audience out there, because I know before we discussed a game idea and it actually turned out to be a potential hugely, huge big hit, which was the YouTube simulator idea. But what would be a real-time multiplayer game that could use PubNub that would be successful? Potentially.
So, I don't know. I mean, maybe we could create some like AR augmented reality game with PubNub. Because that's a new space for a lot of developers to, you know, maybe make some money in. Also, like the HTC Vive is pretty big right now, so VR space. So, but yeah, I don't know. Maybe with augmented reality, maybe we could do some kind of like online battle arena, kind of similar to like Clash Royale or something, where, you know, one person's in one room and another person's in another room, you know, maybe even across the United States, and they hold up their phone and in their room they see all these monsters and people, and you can, I don't know, spawn characters and have them like attack the other person's tower. And with the PubNub functionality, like how it's like in like real-time messaging, when you drop the player down in this virtual world, the other person from across the country will see you place that person down in their own room, and you can maybe make kind of like your own like League of Legends kind of game on your phone. You know, there's tons of opportunities, or maybe even like a real-time chat room where you can, I don't know, where a bunch of virtual people are in, like, and you can communicate with each other. I mean, who knows?
Yeah, and do you guys support video streaming or what? Like, what about other data besides text that's being sent as a message?
So we support any kind of data. It just has to be under a certain message size, I think.
Okay.
I don't, quote me if I'm wrong, but yeah, it's a small amount of message. So if you're sending big chunks of data, we don't really support video streaming. It's more the chat component. So when I was talking about Periscope, we actually supported all of the real-time chat functionality of Periscope and like the hearts, like how people would send the hearts on Periscope.
Oh, yeah.
But so like we don't really recommend using PubNub for that, but like any other kind of real-time stuff, like we support it.
Okay. And once again, for the audience, I just want to point out that when you look at the marketplace, I mean, if you're looking for what the players are responding to, and I think you mentioned this earlier, is that people want that multiplayer and that social experience. And for a lot of developers, the technical understanding of that is so difficult that they don't implement it, even though that's what the audience needs to even consider your game. And the metaphor that I use is, you think about 5 years ago when the audience wanted 3D, and a lot of developers couldn't do 3D. They just couldn't understand how to do it until Unity or some of these other tools came out to do it. But then they missed out on making games like Minecraft or some of these other games that did utilize 3D properly. So for any of those developers out there who are looking to, you know, become a professional or to maintain their profession in the field, I think at least understanding how to, whether you use PubNub or not, understanding how to do multiplayer and, you know, real-time multiplayer is definitely something to consider. So you're not even saying that asynchronous multiplayer is enough now, or are you saying that that could still work?
Well, asynchronous multiplayer for games is obviously, it's going to still be a thing. But what I'm saying is just everything these days is moving to some kind of real-time functionality, you know, because people just want their data immediately and they can't wait for it, right? Yeah. When something lags on the internet, you're like, why is it not working? Why is the web page not loading? Or why is, like, I sent that chat message, you should have already got it. Like those things, like it causes, like, user discomfort. Yeah. So, basically, like, as a developer, and in order to stay competitive, and, you know, just in, like, the job market, and then also just, you know, in order to create something that people want to use, it needs to, like, if you're going to implement a real-time component, like, it needs to work, and it can't, it when it doesn't work, like, that's when you start running into issues. So, I think it's the future. I think it's worth learning, and I, like, am super passionate about it, because I think we're getting there closer and closer every day.
And where can listeners then find out more information if they want to use PubNub?
Yeah, so simply they can just go to pubnub.com, actually. Yeah. Okay. They can learn all about it. There's tons of blog posts with tutorials on how to get started. And then there's also, like, the support button where you can just talk to someone that works here and ask them more questions. And we also, if you're in the SF Bay Area, we do a lot of meetups around here, so you can always, like, stop by a meetup and then ask.
Is it the indie game meetup or just a separate PubNub meetup?
Well, we'll actually host people. We'll host various meetups at our headquarters, like, because we support so many different SDKs, right? Support over 20 SDKs. So it's like, I think just last week we had the React meetup. We had, like, React meetup come.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then we've had tons of other various meetup groups come, and then sometimes we'll host hackathons, so just keep a lookout for us.
Okay. Thanks again for your time. I know the Jordan was really nice enough to kind of redo the interview, because I think the first time wasn't the audio wasn't as smooth, but this time it's really gone well, in my opinion. So I do appreciate taking the time to giving us your time and also insights into what developers can do for real-time multiplayer.
Great. Cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care, man. Bye.